Sound sleep will begin in just a moment. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, and welcome to a preview of a special bonus episode. Did you know there are even more stories in the Sound Sleep premium feed? Well, you can listen to ad-free episodes, 2 monthly bonus episodes, just like this one, and get early releases, all for less than $1 a week. Subscribe from either Apple Podcasts or Supercast, and listen directly in your favorite podcast player. It's quick and easy. Go to soundsleeppodcast.com or look in the show notes for more information. And thanks so much for your continued support. In the meantime, here is a little teaser of a recent bonus episode. Thanks for listening. Close your eyes and take a deep breath in, slowly exhaling as you release any tension or stress in your body. Imagine yourself on a beautiful, sunny summer day. There is a gentle breeze in the air, and you are outside, surrounded by nature. As you look around, you see a field of grass, trees, and flowers all around you. The grass is soft and green under your feet, and the flowers are in full bloom, filling the air with their sweet scent. As you close your eyes and take another deep breath in, you notice something floating in the air. You see that it is a bubble. It is a beautiful, iridescent bubble, shining and sparkling in the sunlight. You watch as the bubble floats through the air, carried by the gentle breeze, dances and glides, moving effortlessly and freely. As you continue to watch the bubble, you feel your body begin to relax. The tension and stress of the day seem to melt away. As we begin our story, allow yourself to doze off easily and peacefully into a rejuvenating, sound sleep. To be read at dusk. Charles Dickens, Part 2. Before we begin tonight's story, please be aware, this one is a little scary. It contains ghosts, stories of death, and may not help you sleep if these things are bothersome to you. So please listen with that in mind. And if this doesn't sound interesting to you, maybe you can skip this story and listen to another of the many available in the feed. And with that, let's begin. To be read at dusk by Charles Dickens, part 2. One day, Master received a letter and called me. Baptista. Signor. A gentleman who presented to me will dine here today. He is called the Signor Dellombra. Let me dine like a prince. It was an odd name. I did not know that name. But there had been many noblemen and gentlemen pursued by Austria on political suspicions lately, and some names had changed. Perhaps this was one. Dellombra was as good a name to me as another. When the Signor Dellombra came to dinner, I showed him into the reception room, the great sala of the old palazzo.